こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でニュースについてコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュースいきます。NBA の元スーパースターデニス・ロッドマンがキム・ジョンウンの暮らしぶりについてメディアに語りました。デニス・ロッドマンは2014年から北朝鮮のバスケットボールチームのコーチをする予定で、キム・ジョンウンをたびたび訪れています。で、今年も2回北朝鮮に滞在してキム・ジョンウンとの仲良しぶりをメディアにアピールしました。その内容はキム・ジョンウンが所有するリゾート無人島で7つ星パーティーをしたり、キム・ジョンウンの周りには常に50人から60人の人々がいて、お酒を飲んだり楽しくしている。で、彼は60メートルのヨットを所有していて、お酒もすべて最高級で何でも持っているみたいな、あの自慢話なんだけど、北朝鮮は他国からの援助で国民を養っている数少ない国の一つで、なんだけど2012年には政府のお金645万ドルが高級品の輸入に使用されたことが分かっています。
Basketball star Dennis Rodman recently spent 7 days on Kim Jong-un's private island. And according to Rodman, Kim Jong-un lives a lavish 7-star lifestyle and constantly has 50 to 60 people surrounding him just having a good time. North Korea has spent $6.45 million US dollars on luxury goods alone in 2012, and these were largely for Kim Jong-un and his people. And this is in stark contrast to the situation facing many of North Korea's people who require external aid just to keep eating.
Yeah.
So.
なんかあのもちろんさ、お金持ちなのは分かってはいるんだけど、いつものメディアの映像を見てるとあんまり想像できないよね。じゃない？あの髪型とあの服装が、
髪型じゃなくない？
なんか服装がいつも軍服みたいなの着てるから、I can't really picture him being, you know, balling and like a rapper style, like American rapper style with like girls and liquor and, you know,
well,
I mean?
That's American rappers aren't balling. Balling is like, yeah, people like, high up and
yeah, but I mean like in,
like
in their music videos, you know, they're like, you know, throwing cash and
yeah,
a girl,
yeah,
Ciroc, like a lot of girls and
yeah.
なんかそういう生活をしてるとこが、そう、
hoes.
Yeah, なんか想像できなくない？あんまり。
Yeah, well, I don't think he's living that way. But apparently he's living better than professional basketball players are living, and they live pretty well.
Yeah. 60 meters のヨットだよ。
60 meter yacht.
Yeah.
How much was the yacht? Do you know?
I don't know, but is it? It's like a ship, じゃない？もう。That's huge.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
というかデニス・ロッドマン久しぶりに見た。
Well, I mean, this, they've been kicking it for a while. You know, Dennis
yeah.
Rodman, it's such,
for
it's
like
so weird. What are they doing? Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un, that like,
yeah,
I would have bet any amount of money that they wouldn't be hanging out.
Yeah.
Like before this happened.
一緒の写真とか見てもあんまりしっくり来ないんだよね。
Well, Kim Jong-un's like, he's like 4 feet tall, and Dennis Rodman's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, they look like they're from different, you know, planets or
different
something.
Different species.
Yeah.
This could be like a bad, like, comedy flick.
I know, right?
Well, that could totally be a comedy.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman goes and hangs out with Kim Jong-un. It's like a bad, like a bad stoner
movie. Yeah. Dennis Rodman といえば昔なんかの映画でさ、he was like a villain. Which movie was it? And then he gets frozen and then...
I don't watch movies with Dennis Rodman in it.
But it was a huge movie. 誰かわかるかな？なんか固まっちゃって最後氷になってバラバラになるっていうショッキングな。
What?
Was,
like Terminator?
No, it was some huge movie. 思い出せないからいいや。誰か多分 Twitter で教えてくれると思う。OK, 次。スイスバーゼル大学の研究で嫌な記憶を軽減できるということが発見されました。あ、薬によって軽減できることが発見されました。で、今後これは PTSD の患者に使える可能性があります。 さまざまな病気に対する遺伝子治療薬の研究が進んでいる中で、神経精神薬にどこまでそれが応用できるかというのはずっと謎だったんですけど、今回嫌な記憶を軽減する物質を遺伝子情報と臨床試験によって特定しました。そしたら驚くことに、抗ヒスタミン剤が嫌な記憶の軽減に貢献することが分かりました。抗ヒスタミン剤ってよく鼻炎の、ね、薬とかアレルギーの薬に入ってる、よくみんな多分飲んでるものなんだけど、で実際にこれを製品化するべく、この研究者が自らジーンガイドという会社を設立して、今回のものに限らず精神疾患の新しい薬の開発を進めていくということです。
Basel University research has discovered a method of potentially reducing unwanted memories in the human mind using genetic analysis. Well, they discovered it using genetic analysis. It's actually medicine that you take orally, I believe. But they believe that this finding may be beneficial for those suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And they found that antihistamines were actually effective in reducing negative memories.But had no impact on positive or neutral memories, which is what they want.
そうそうそう。すごいね。こう都合よくこの悪い記憶にだけ作用するっていうことで、忘れられるわけではないんだけど、その強く焼き付いちゃった記憶が若干何ちょっと弱まる、印象が弱まるみたいな感じ。
I wonder how that actually works. Like the impact of these negative memories is reduced, or the memory, the negative memories themselves are actually reduced.
It seems like the memories themselves.
Isn't it weird that it would be able to target only negative memories?
Yeah, but なんかさ、どれぐらい、その、どれぐらい強く記憶が焼き付けられちゃうかの度合いというかさ、よくあるじゃん、なんか何かをしてすぐ寝ると余計脳に記憶が何焼き付けられちゃうから、例えば本当にトラ、
really?
いやだからトラウマになるような出来事があった時に、あもう嫌だから寝ようって言ってすぐ寝ると、よりこう記憶に刻まれちゃうみたいな。
Well, we were just talking about sleep last time,
actually,
そうそうそう、 and memory consolidation.
Yeah.そうだから、なんかすごいトラウマ的なことがあったときはなるべく起きてた方がいいらしいの、なんか直後に寝ない方がいいっていうのはなんかの研究で読んでて、だからそういうなんていうの、どうしたら どれぐらい強く刻まれちゃうかっていうのは分かってるわけじゃん。
Hold on a second. So is it also true in the reverse where if you want to remember something, if you're studying for something and you want to remember, you should do it right before you go to sleep?
Yeah,
right?
And
that's what they
say. Yeah, and you have to sleep.You shouldn't pull an all-nighter for the test if you're a student. そうそう、だから暗記とかしてそのままオールして学校に行くとかが一番良くないっていうね。一回寝た方が記憶にちゃんと留まるみたいな。
I think a lot of that effect is fatigue too.
Yeah, かもね。
Because I think, like when people are trying to learn an instrument,they'll know what they're doing wrong, but they can't do it right.
Yeah.
But if you go to bed and you wake up, all of a sudden you can do it.
Because
your brain like learned what it's supposed to do, but you're too fatigued to pull it off.
Yeah.
It's weird.
それわかる。なんかギター弾いてても、なんか前この話ちょっとしたかもしれないけど、どうしてもできないコードとか、どうしてもできない技があって、ずっと練習してできなくて、1週間後ぐらいにやったら一発目でできたりするじゃん。
Yeah, if you just
rest. あれみたいな。そう。あれできたみたいな、
yeah.
不思議だよね。だからまあ休むっていうのが大事なの。覚えたい場合はね。
I just bought antihistamines yesterday.
Okay.
Diphenhydramine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's the one that doesn't work for me.
Well, diphenhydramine works for me, but it makes me sleepy.
私ずっと鼻炎持ってるからいろんなの試したんだけど、スードエフェドリンが一番効く。
でも日本にしかない。I don't think スードエフェドリン is an antihistamine though. I think it's different.
I guess. It works the best though. でも日本にしか売ってないの。海外に行くと売ってないの。
The other antihistamine I think is loratadine.
Oh yeah, that's crap.
Yeah.
全然聞かない。すごい詳しいんだよ、私これ。
Well, it depends on the person. It depends on the person. Anyways.
全然聞かない。
I'm almost tempted to like mess with these now and see if anything happens to my memories.
I don't know if it works when you
take... I'm going to wait for something traumatic to happen to me and then I'm going to ikkini take some of those.
I don't know if it works though. Like, 普通にそういう薬になっちゃってるやつを飲んで。
多分効かないね。And dosage 全然わかんないし。
そう、このやっぱね、スローエフェルトリンいいよ。もう。
Yeah, that's the stuff they make meth with.
そうそうそう。だから海外に売ってないの。Those stupid addicts.
Well, that's weird because Japan has probably a worse meth problem than a lot of places.
Really?
Yeah. At least in Okinawa. When I was in Okinawa, there was meth everywhere. I was like, whoa.
What?
I didn't know Okinawa had such a drug problem. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You saw people selling
I it? I saw... meth down there in Okinawa, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where? Like, on
In fact, Japan invented meth for kamikaze pilots.
That's crazy pants.
Yeah, Japan runs meth.
超体に悪いよ. Whoever... If you're doing it, stop right now.
Stop telling people what to do.
What? It's so bad for you.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's illegal or legal.
That's bad for you. Smoking's bad for you. Like, people
but
are just going to do...
have you seen the pictures of... meth addicts? Oh my god. この間のクロコダイル波だよ。Your skin
you're
comes
talking
off,
about
your
like,
meat
You're
comes
talking about
off.
Like crystal methadone stuff that's cut with like I don't know, pesticides
that's
or something
so
weird.
So bad for you. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, of course it's bad for you.
はい。次。イギリスの有名大学 UCL が50歳以上の男女を対象にした研究でネットを使用している人は使用しない人に比べて大腸がんの検査に行く傾向が2倍になることが判明しました。その他にもエクササイズする傾向が 50% 増し、果物や野菜をきちんと摂取する傾向が 24% 増し、で喫煙率が 44% 低下など生活の質が向上してその結果がんを予防する傾向にあることが分かりました。これは2002年から2011年までに5943人に行ったリサーチで 41.4% がネットしない人たち、 38.3% がたまに利用する、 20.3% がいつも利用する人たちでした。
In a study published by UCL, internet users were found to be twice as likely to get a colorectal examination, 50% more likely to exercise daily, 20% more likely to eat sufficientfruits and vegetables, and 44% less likely to be a smoker. And this research involved 5,943 people from 2002 to 2011. 41.4% of these users evaluated were non-internet users, 38.3% used the internet sometimes, and about 20% were using the internet all the time.
そう、でもこれなんかわかる気がするよね。
Well, the internet's just a way for us to exchange information. So if you're on the internet, you probably have more information, and then it scares you too about diseases and stuff. If you're on the internet and you like your I don't know your colon hurts, I don't know bad example, but you feel like something's wrong, you start googling stuff, right?
いや、俺わざわざ探しに行かなくてもあのニュースのサイトとか海外のニュースのサイトとかだと特にイギリスこのリサーチイギリスだけどあの Health っていうコーナーがあるじゃん、うん、そこにめちゃくちゃいろんなこう最近のリサーチ結果とか載ってるからそういうのをまあなんか定期的に目にするだけでもなんかこう普段の生活からちょっとでも気をつけようかなっていう気になるのは分かる気がする。そのうちのおばあちゃんね80歳なんだけどあの薬大辞典みたいな知ってる本こう薬のなんか情報が載ってる、うん、何十年も前の本を出してきていろいろ調べるわけよ。だけどもう遅れてるじゃんそんなの、
yeah.
だから多分おじいちゃんおばあちゃんでネット使わない人そういう人がすごい多いと思うんだよね。なんか昔の情報をいまだにこう信じてるというか
So many things that we use for reference reasons. All of those things likeencyclopedias and dictionaries and all that stuff, they're all almost completely worthless now.
Yeah. 全然違うからね。
My parents have an encyclopedia set with all the letters.
Yeah.
So if you want to know, you know, what a wombat is, you pull out W and you like go through there and you're like, oh, wombat. But there's not that much information. It's like a paragraph. Mm. Maybe there's a picture.
Mm.
But if I want to know about wombats, I'm going to go onto Wikipedia. I'm going to go onto the internet. I'm going to go onto a website dedicated to wombats. I'm going to join the Wombat Club and buy a wombat t-shirt. And I can do everything on the internet. It's 1,000 times... More prolific.
そうだね。辞典だとね、どうしても紙だからスペースが限られてるから、mm. 確かにね、one or two sentences くらいだもんね。
And they came out with like the encyclopedia CD, like the CD-ROM encyclopedia, which was supposed to be the shit.
いらない。
I had like the Compton's like CD-ROM, and I don't know. All that stuff is done now.
Yeah.
But I think this is This research doesn't surprise me at all.
そうね。
That also means that internet users, I mean, it's implied that internet users are far less likely to die from colorectal cancer, far less likely to get lung cancer from smoking, far less likely to be overweight and all these other things too.
Yep. Yep. So, そうなの。
I mean, have we seen something this positive before?
確かに。
As far as technology.
そう、そのなんかあの、やっぱ新しいリサーチの結果が出ると、それに付随した記事もいっぱい出てくるわけじゃない？
うん。
その、例えば、まあ、睡眠をとると体にいいですよってなった場合、あ、じゃあそれがアルツハイマーの予防になるんだって、あ、じゃあこうしましょう、こうしましょうみたいな、どんどんどんどん新しい記事が、新しい情報に基づいて出てくるから、それを追っかけてれば、結構物知りになれるはずなんだけど、
うん。
So, I feel like,young people who have access to the internet should use it, you know?
Well, how often are we getting the articles and the news that we talk about directly from the internet? I mean, we're not looking at newspapers. We're not going, right. We're not flipping through magazines.
Yeah.
You
know? そうね。あの、よく聞かれるよね、これ。マミとマイケルどうやってニュース選んでるんですか?
I think we have a different style, though.Because I get a lot of my news from Twitter, actually.
Okay.
I follow like a lot of like news
sites?
Twitters, and then they like make it really short and easy for me to like look at. And I'm just scrolling through like dozens of stories, right?
Okay.
And then I do that all week. I'm doing that every day.
Right.
And then twice a week I come up with a few, but those are all from the internet. They're all sent to my Twitter like instantaneously.
そう、なんかどうやって探してるんですかって言われるんだけど、まあネットだけだよね、ほぼ。I mean, I don't, honestly, I don't read newspapers. I don't even have access to them.
Didn't you talk about a club getting shut down or something?
Yeah.
Original.
あ、それは自分の目で見たけど、自分の目で見てないことの方が多いからね。
Yeah.
ほとんどネットです。はい。
Scientists may have developed a new hair regrowth method.They did experiments where they actually grow the cells that grow hair follicles in a petri dish and then grafted them to the back of a mouse. Current hair transplant methods involve only moving the hair follicles themselves, but that can be a problem if you don't have enough hair follicles. So it makes more sense to transplant the cells that grow the follicles rather than the follicles because the follicles can't grow more follicles.It's a weird word. Clinical trials are expected within 3 to 5 years.
Follicles, いっぱい言ったね。薄毛の人に朗報です。新しい育毛方法が発見されました。これは毛根を生やす細胞を培養してネズミの背中に移植したところ成功したっていうことで、今までの髪の毛の移植だと毛根を移動させてその移植してたんだけど、これだと毛根がもうあんまりなくなっちゃってる人には無理だったので、今回のはの方がまあ効果的で、これ今後3から5年で臨床試験が始まるっていうことです。
毛根？
いや、毛根、follicle、知らなかった。
Just kind of sounds weird。
毛根って毛の根っこ。
知らなかった。
まあ、あんまり普段の会話で毛根の話しないから。
Yeah, I've never used the word 毛根 before.
マイケルハゲなそうだし。
Sounds like 毛根, but hairier.
根しか合ってない。あ、でもウコン合ってるか。
そうだ。
Hage. 男の人はすごい気にするよね、やっぱり。
Only because girls give them so much shit about it.
No way.
Yeah.
女の子話さないじゃん、あいつハゲてるとか聞いたことないよ。大体男は勝手に気にしてるイメージだったんだけど。
They definitely do. Yeah, there's some guys that really are, they're so stubborn about not going bald. They're just holding on. Like they've got the comb over from, they've got like a little patch of hair above their ear.
Yeah.
And they're combing that all the way across.
Barcode, ne?
All the way across this, yeah. this Saharan desert of scalp to the other side.
Yeah.
And then cementing it with some gel.
しかも相当のロン毛だからね、そこだけ。でも女の子は気にしないよ。私は気にしない。だって there are so many hot guys who are balding. Look at Jason Statham. He's so hot.
やっぱりこう、he's shaved his head.
こうテストステロンが出てるからなんか男性っぽいのとこうハゲ、mm. なんていうの結びついてるというかさ It's sexy Like look at Bruce Willis Bruce Willis ハゲかけはちょっと微妙だったけど確かにもうハゲって剃っちゃったらすごいイケてるじゃん、
mm. No, he was already built up before that You know what I mean? If someone's super Ikemen and super famous and super likehas such a famous face first and then they go bald it's like okay but if you just see a random bald guy
what about that actor the British actor John something なんか脇役でハリウッドの映画めちゃくちゃいっぱい出てんだけど彼はハゲだけど人気だよ he's hot
知らない
女の子あまり気にしてないんじゃない男性が思うよりは気にしてあのバーコードとかだからわざわざ隠してるとなんかちょっと清潔感がなくて嫌だけどなんか
We don't say that in English, barcode.
Barcode?
But it's
yeah,
the
that would
perfect,
be weird.
It really is the perfect、
う
ん、word.
そうそう。本当にバーコードに見えるよね。That's、yeah. not good.
There's a lot of barcode in Japan.
Yeah.
A lot more Westerners are just, they just say fuck it and they shave it off.
うん。あのね、剃った方がいいよ、やっぱり思い切って。
I'm already close.
坊主。でもマイケルはハゲなそうだよね。
No, I never will.
お父さんハゲてないよね。
He's ちょっとギリギリ。He
おじい
ちゃんは like, my おじいちゃん has a full head of hair. He hasn't even lost、wow. one 毛根 yet.
日本人のおじいちゃん？
日本人のおじいちゃん has a full head
お父さんの方のおじいちゃんは？
He passed away a long time ago.
But he still had hair.
それ結構前だった。I don't know. I think he might have. He had some hair. He wasn't bald.
Okay. まあでもマイケル今ずっと坊主だからハゲてもあんまり変わんないよね
あそうい
や
変わるよ
次
In many parts of the world an ambulance can take as long as 15 minutes to get to you、without CPR brain damage occurs within 4 to 6 minutes this means that quite often in the case of cardiac arrest people die or suffer permanent brain damage To remedy this, Sweden has created something called the SMS Lifesavers Program, where volunteers within 1 kilometer are sent directions and information. And then these volunteers are actually people who have previously signed up and know how to perform CPR, so it's not like just a random person showing up, giving you mouth to mouth. Unfortunately, these volunteers will sometimes encounter an already deceased person if they don't get there in time, and additionally...Authorities will not debrief you or ask you how you're feeling. There's no counseling service for these volunteers. But it's been working pretty well so far. And throughout the experiment, volunteers have been getting to the scene before an ambulance 44% of the time and began CPR 42% of the time. So it seems like this system is working.You know, and if they're within 1 kilometer, they can get there very quickly to someone that's、had cardiac arrest.
救急車が到着するのに15分かかる国がたくさんあります。心臓停止の場合、CPR を施さないと4分から6分で脳に損傷が起きてしまいます。ということは、救急車が来るのに15分もかかっていると、まあ、大体死んでしまうか脳に損傷が残ってしまうんだけどこれを解決するためにスウェーデンでは SMS ライフセーバーというシステムを導入しました、これは患者の1キロ以内にいるボランティアに位置情報と患者の状態がメールされるっていうものでボランティアは登録制で CPR の正しいやり方を知っていることが条件ですで現在までのデータでは 44% のケースで救急車よりも早くボランティアが現場に到着し、そのほとんどのケースで CPR を早急にスタートすることができているということです。これいいよね。
Yeah, do you think this would work here?
というかそもそも15分っていうのが結構長いよね。日本だとだいたい6分っていうふうに、まあ、オフィシャルでは言われているんだけど。
Is it really that fast? 6分。 I'm gonna ask my mom was hospitalized recently. I'm gonna ask how long it took for the ambulance. Well, she's fine now, but I'm gonna ask how long it took.
私も何回か救急車呼んだり呼ばれたりみたいなあるけど、15分はさすがにかかってない。
But I feel like it takes longer than 6 minutes, じゃない？
15分相当長いね。
If you call an ambulance and you live near like Kanpachi or Kannana or Niyondoku or something, like 6 yeah. minutes, 無理じゃん。
I don't know.
Because I always see ambulances trying to go through there and they can't. Like the cars literally can't move out of the way.
Yeah.
Like the congestion problem in Japan is terrible. Some of the worst traffic on the planet for sure. And I always see ambulances getting stuck.
なんかこのスウェーデンのライフセーバーの記事読んでるときに、その何このやってる人にも相当な覚悟が必要ですみたいな書いてあるじゃん、このボランティア、
うんうん、
その死んじゃう人を見る、すでに死んじゃってるのを見ちゃうかもしれないし、自分が CPR してる途中に死んじゃうかもしれないし、だけど救急隊が来たときにはその患者の方に全部フォーカスがいっちゃうから、誰もボランティアのフォローしてくれる人がいない、うん、それの書き方がすごいヨーロッパっぽくてちょっと面白かった。
何ヨーロッパっぽい。
なんか it's like it's really honest and straightforward. Like, oh,、mm. no one's gonna look after you, so you know,、yeah. be prepared みたいな。
Yeah.
だからまあ確かにね、これあの結構本当に何覚悟いるよね、これを登録するの。結構あの軽い気持ちじゃできないよね。
Yeah, but I think some people would do it.
I'm sure a lot of people would.
I'd probably do it. I have the Red Cross certification for like CPR and stuff.
Okay.
And if they're within 1 kilometer, I'm not running like 5 kilos to get to them. But
yeah.
if it's like within one kilometer, think about how many people are near you within 1 kilometer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
しかも自転車とかでパッと出れば早いよね。すごいじゃん。でもまあ確かに日本でやっても救急車より早く到着できる可能性はあるよね、全然。
I think Tokyo might be the most effective with this, just because it's so densely populated.
Yeah.
And that's also what makes ambulances take longer.
Yeah.
And if an ambulance is going to take 6 minutes, well, you already started getting brain damage from 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So your brain's been like dying for 2 minutes before the ambulance even gets there. And that's if the ambulance is on time.
なんかその記事にはさ、この実際スウェーデンの人にインタビューしてるじゃん、
うん、
あの実際このメールを受け取った人で、あの夜中にあの連絡が来て起こされて、一瞬どうしようかな、やめようかな、遅いしって思ったんだけど、彼女にいや行った方がいいんじゃないって言われて行って、結局 CPR 施したんだけど、その後患者の人はあの救急車に乗って行っちゃうから、結局助かったか助かないか分かんないんだよね、うん、
乗れないよね。
そう、自分は一緒に乗れないしとか、なんかそのメールをさ、なんか見逃してたりとかしたら後で、ああってなりそうだよね。
What? Okay, so if you're at work and you get this text that someone about a kilometer away has gone into cardiac arrest, do you leave the office? Do you?
I would. 多分上司もそれぐらい分かってくれるでしょ。I mean, what's more important than saving a life?
But what if this starts happening like?Once every week. Once a week, you just disappear and you're doing like CPR.
They should move the office to somewhere that's...
What?
だってそんな場所ある?
Would you... How often is often enough that you just be like, all right, I'm not going to go this time?
Yeah, I'm not going to go this time. ならないんじゃない?
So let's say you're going every single day doing CPR.
But I don't think it happens that often. Just 1km 以内だよ。
Hypothetically, there's a lot of people within 1 kilometer of where you live.
でもさ、if you're doing it every day, then it's kind of like your job, じゃない?
Yeah, so one every day is too much, right? So
how? でもスーパーマンとかさ、バットマンとか、those superheroes are not. It's not their job. They're not getting paid, but they still do it because they can.
So, well, that's because Bruce Wayne's lazy. He just inherited all of his money.
But maybe like, I don't
He's
know.
Not lazy,
でもメールこのメール無視できなくない？さすがに。
So you'd go every day.
I would have to.
It's
I would
weird.
Feel like
it's,
I have to.
Yeah, but it's weird.
だから一番嫌なのはシャワーとか浴びてて出たらそのメールが30分前に来てる時とか。
Then you run out the door naked.
No, it's too late. I won't run out of the door naked.
Okay.
Yeah. まあでもいい取り組みだし実際にこうやってもうね導入されてやってるっていうのは素晴らしいよね。
Yeah, it's crazy that that's a reality.
ね。
I would wanna.Be part of that system、
うん、
because if I have a heart attack、
ね、
I'm totally fucked. I live by myself. No one's gonna know. I'm gonna call my parents, but they never answer. So I'll just die.
Yeah,
for sure, it's over.
You would have well to get this service. You would have to be on the street or in public or.If you're at home,
oh,
the door has to be unlocked.
Oh, they can't even get into my house.
Yeah.
So I start to feel a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
And I have like...
You immediately call the ambulance
numbness and
unlock the door.
Yeah. So mid-heart attack, I'm dialing for an ambulance.
And unlock the door.
Isn't it weird how you have to call and explain the situation?
Yeah, well...
Shouldn't there just be a button on my phone that just means I'm having a heart attack? Come get me. Because if I have to call someone and they're like, okay, so what is your problem? It's like, okay, so my heart is like failing right now. It's been failing for like the last 30 seconds.
ボタンなんかついてたら間違えて押す人が絶対めっちゃ続出して大変なことになるじゃん。
Well, it just asks you. It just asks you like three times.
おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかは家にあるじゃん。こうボタンを押すと、あの...
I want that oji-chan button on my phone. I want like an app. And if I open the app, there's like a button. And if I press that button, it means I'm dying. Come get me. And if I'm not dying and they come, then arrest me or whatever you got to do. But I want to be able to have that. The calling and explaining is
arresting,
dumb.
Arresting はいらないけど、なんかファインとかにすればいいよね。
What if I'm choking on like a pretzel and I'm calling 911 and I'm like, Like,
they'll still come. They'll come to you.
What? I gotta wait for them to like track my phone? That takes like 5 minutes or something.
I don't think
however,
it takes 5 minutes.
I don't know.
Now.
I'm just.
They
it's
know.
Like a, they show that stuff on TV and it always seems to take like 5 minutes, no? To track people down.
I don't know.
But having to talk is dumb, I think.
Well, try not to choke on pretzel.
Hmm.おもちとか I'm sure that happens
yeah,
I'm sure people choke on mochi and call and then they don't say anything because they're choking
yeah. They'll come to you though just
I guess
to make sure you're、
come.
okay ひどいじゃん無視されたら It's like oh 何も言わなかったから行きませんでした
I don't know I just feel like it could be faster、
mm. yeah
this system's nice though I hope
yeah,
they I hope
it's pretty nice、
here.
yeah
Arizona-based Worldview Enterprises have started a service where they fly people, not fly, float people, elevate people, pretty much into space using a balloon with a little capsule on it. So it's kind of like a blimp, except it just goes straight up and down. Well, I guess, okay, it's like a hot air balloon, but it's closed off and it has oxygen and stuff.It's an 8-seat capsule, and each ticket is $75,000. The capsule goes up to a height of 30 kilometers and remains aloft for 2 hours before coming back down to Earth. By comparison, commercial airlines fly at a height of approximately 10 kilometers, so it's 3 times higher than like a 747. They're planning to start this in 2016.
アメリカのベンチャー企業ワールドビューが巨大な気球で行く宇宙旅行を企画しています。巨大な気球でカプセルを吊り上げて高度3万メートル30キロの上空から地球を眺めるというもので、費用は1人当たり約730万円で、8人乗りで2時間の飛行なんだけど、早ければ2016年にはサービスを開始するということです。で、高度30キロっていうと、普通の旅客機の高さのだいたい3倍。でも安いよね、730万円だったら。
Yeah.
バージンアトランティックが、同じように、民間向けに宇宙旅行を企画してて、これが来年から始まるんだけど、2400万円だよ。だ倍以上だけど、飛ぶ高さは13から21キロとから気球より低いの。低いし、多分もっと短いじゃん、飛行機だから。この気球みたいにのんびり2時間見れるわけじゃないし、そう考えると安いよね。
Yeah, this is if I had money, I would definitely do this.
Yeah, セレブだったらいけちゃうね。730万円、2400万円って全然違う。安いけど高いじゃん。でも2400万円よりは良くない？
730
万の方がまだ。
People pay more than that much for a car.
そう。
I mean, I guess cars are useful. This isn't really that useful.
まあでもさ、
It's definitely one of the craziest things you could do.
いや、でもこのカプセルちょっと怖いけどね、見た目。閉所恐怖症の人は無理だよね。結構ちっちゃくない？
Yeah.Well, and people that are afraid of heights too.
まあそれ行かないでしょ。なんで高度3万メートル行くのそれ。
I don't know.
間違えてるよ。いや、730万どうやって貯める？
There's pictures and it looks pretty crazy.
ね、そう、写真 Facebook 載せよう。怖い。
It looks nuts. But, you know, the $75,000, that's getting into the range where it's realistic.
そうだね。
Like,You don't have to be a millionaire to go.
そうだね。だって昔はさ、もう本当に宇宙旅行なんてもう億万長者しか行けないみたいなイメージだったけど。
Well, no. Before you couldn't go at all. The only way you could go is if you trained to be an astronaut, and then NASA took you. There wasn't even a private.
Yeah, no. I mean, like private の話だと、昔は億万長者じゃないといけないイメージだったじゃん。何億とか払って、
あとなんかの。Private でもなかったよ。
ハリウッドの。
全然。
There were some, like, なんかトム・クルーズがなんちゃらですとかさ、こうハリウッド俳優がみんな予約していますとかだったけど、730万円だったら別に。
Wait, did Tom Cruise go to space?
No. Like, you know, they would list up Hollywood actors' names and then say that, you know, these people are considering signing up とか言ってない。でも、Ashton Kutcher has signed up for the Virgin one.、だからその2400万円とかね、何千万台になっちゃうと、やっぱりそういうセレブしかいけない感じだけど、730万円だったら、
I have to start saving up.
ね、貯めれば、
75,000 and go to space.
超貧乏生活で貯めれば何か、何年かかかって。
I'm a master of 貧乏生活。
そうじゃん。そうだよ。貧乏、安く物を調達したりっていうのを、私が造語で、マイケリンって言ってんだけど。
あ、そう。
そう。マイケルを動詞にして。
失礼じゃん。失礼。
No, you should be proud because you're talented.
No,
in
that
Michaeling.
Was my university life. Was a lot of Michaeling. 節約
生活。
Yeah.
A lot of Michaeling.
A lot of Michaeling.
Okay. じゃあマイケリングでみんなお金を貯めて宇宙旅行に行こう。
うるさい。
All right.今日以上ですね。
今
日は以上です。そう、誕生日のメッセージすごいいろんな人にもらって、私も誕生日同じ日ですみたいな人が結構いたの。でも、それツイッターなんだけど。
What if they're related to you?
What? Like a twin?
Like you're...
That's so weird.
You're a half-sister. You didn't know. That you discover.
Right.
Late in life.
で、と思ってびっくりしたんだけど、よく考えたら、今ツイッターうちらさ、9000何人とかいるじゃん。
9200とかじゃない？
いや、だからまあ1万人弱 だったらまあ同じ誕生日の人もいるか、
結構いるよ
ね、びっくりしちゃった。あとね、そう、マトグロッソっていう文芸誌、ウェブ文芸誌があるんだけど、うん、
超長い、それ
超長いマミのインタビューが今日出ました。2万字だよ。 20,000 word interview、 no, 20,000 letter interview、
20,000 word、 超長い。
あのね、4ページだもん、
うん、
ウェブで。すごいよね、マミがぺっちゃくちゃぺっちゃくちゃさ喋ったやつをきれいに、カットしないでまとめてくださって、Google でね、多分マトグロッソってサーチすると上の方に出てくる。
You tweeted the link.
I did, but not everybody is on Twitter.
でも、so. if you just Google bilingual news, Twitter すぐ出るよ。
あ、そうね、そうね、 Twitter で見れば出るし、そう、マトグロッソのサイトに行くと一番上にマミインタビューって書いてあるので、そこで、そう、ちょっとね、普段あんまりこのエピソード内で喋らない話、自分の話をペチャクチ
ャ、うん、I still have to read it.
Yeah, it's a really long one、うん、But I hope you guys enjoy. So, 以上かな。
以上です。
なんかね、今週台風、明日土曜日が一番やばいみたいね。
We just had a 台風 too.
I know. But 土曜日、I'm sure a lot of people are planning to go out.
台風増えてる？
台風増えてるよ。今年すごくない？
They keep saying there's like once in a 100 year 台風is coming.
10年に1回とか。
10年か。
Yeah.
それでもやばいじゃん。
うん、結構やばい。
Because we're getting like 10年の台風 every day.
だって伊豆大島とかすごい大変だったもんね。ニュース見てたけど、うん、a lot of people died and went missing. And
やばいね。
It's crazy. そう、だから、ね、今回そのまださ、そのこの間の台風でダメージを受けた人がまだ家とか壊れてさ、全然立て直ってないのに次が来ちゃうから、うん、I hope they'll be fine, but it's pretty scary. そうだから台風来てる時はね、ちょっとみんな頑張って外に出ずに家の中で。
それどこだっけ？大島。大島もやばかったね。
Really? Is it
the island?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.伊豆大島。
火山。
Right, right. あ、そう、写真、テレビとか映像すごいよね。マグマがさ、もう、流れてるのが見える。
Oh, 大島？今？
Yeah.
Right now?
I don't know right now, but a couple,
right now,
whatever days ago.
大島？
Yeah, they've...
No way.
Is it 大島？
絶対大島じゃないよ。No?
Where was it?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking about 台風。Not,
but you started talking about 火山.
I was talking about 大島やばかった台風で。
マグマが。
And 大島 is that 火山 in the ocean.
Oh.
It's in
I don't know where it was. でも最近あったじゃん火山。
もうわかんない火山。
People are like evacuating.
There's too many natural disasters. When I'm looking at the news, it's like, wow, all these people died in a flood. Wow, all these people died in like a mudslide. Oh, all these people.
日本多いよね。災害国っていうかさ。多いよ、だから。
It's because the young kids are misbehaving.
What?
That's what Ishihara said.
What?
You don't know about this?
最近?
No. He always says that.
Oh, what?
He's like, the young kids are like dancing too much, and that's why we got hit by
it. Oh, God. Old man.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's your fault for going to Vanity all the time.
Huh? I haven't been there for like years now.
Sure.
Okay.そうね、みんな家の中でのんびり過ごして、ね、うん、台風の時あれじゃん、田んぼの様子を見に行ってさ、いなくなっちゃうおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかもいるし。
Oh, I love doing that.
What?
Going and looking at the
田んぼ in typhoon.
Yeah.
That's how people die all the time.
I used to do that all the time as a kid.
Don't do it. That's so stupid.
Be like, oh, it's typhoon, and me and my brother would go and look at the river.
Yeah.
And look at it flood.
Yeah.
Like giddy giddy flood. She saw not to
go. Okay, don't do it. Don't do that.
It's so much
so
fun.
Dangerous.
I would recommend it to. I'm just kidding.
Don't.
そうだよ。
No, he's kidding.
行かないで。はい。
Okay. というわけでまた来週。来週は晴れだといいね、なんか。
ね。
うん、寒いしさ。
次、月曜日。
はい。
うん、
というわけで、終わり。
終わり。
バイ。